Welcome back to the Vault of Horror, kiddies. I'm trying my hand at sculpting, and for a first-timer, I'm actually doing a pretty good job at putting my larcenous likeness into stone. One might even say, I'm killing it. But you didn't come to hear about my Halloween props. You came for stories from my Tome of Terrifying Tales. We'll make sure all the doors and windows are locked. Lie back in your graves and get a good hold of your nerves, because I've got a doozy for you. Ah, here we are. I call this one Voodoo Vengeance. Every weekday, Charles Standish, one of Boston's favorite cable newscasters, leaves his office above the studios of Stock TV Network at precisely 5 p.m. and retreats to his palatial penthouse on Lewis Wharf, where he waits for his much younger wife to return from yet another shopping spree. But this day, however, on this day he leaves early to explore a rarely visited area of Beantown.
Interesting.
Oh, please, don't touch the Mabul mask. It is very fragile.
Sorry, the what mask?
The tribal mask. It is worn by members of the Belu tribe near the Ivory Coast during times of celebration. Good harvest, visiting, dignitaries, funerals.
Funerals?
Of course. A funeral is a celebration of life. Unless you didn't like the person. In which case, I guess it really is a celebration. This is the first time I've ever had a celebrity in my shop, Mr. Standish. I'm honored.
You watch Stock TV.
I've watched your morning show. Does that count? Perhaps there is something specific I can help you find.
My wife wants something interesting for the penthouse. Something different, she tells me. Something cultural.
What kind of masks are these?
Oh, now those are voodoo masks. Those you can touch, but again, be very careful.
Voodoo?
Oh, yes. In fact, many of the items I sell are voodoo. I have books, I have gri-gri, I even have the knife used by the voodoo priests during the rituals.
Seriously?
Let me guess. You know all about voodoo based on what you've seen on the television?
Well...
Mr. Standish, in my country, voodoo is the whole of the human understanding. It is the belief in the visible and the invisible. Those worlds are intertwined. Death is a transition to the invisible world. So we feel that our predecessors are still with us to watch over and encourage us. That is voodoo.
So it's not black magic or witch doctors?
Well, I didn't say that now, did I? No. There are those few who have learned how to abuse the gifts of voodoo.
What, you mean like voodoo dolls? Wait. Wait, you actually have voodoo dolls here?
Why? Do you want one?
Sorry.
A doll that will be the exact duplicate of anyone you name. Over this doll, a spell is cast, and whatsoever happens to the doll, so shall it also happen to the person in whose likeness it is made. Such dolls have been molded and cast for those who might wish harm upon another. I'm afraid I don't have any here, Mr. Standish, but they can be made. And yes, I have the needles as well.
You really believe all this crap you're saying, don't you?
There are many things in this world beyond what we can see with our eyes.
Where I come from, if it's not something I can see, smell, touch, or taste, then it's a load of bull. Faith is fine. Show me evidence.
Mr. Standish, did you know that we have 3 color receptors in our eyes, from which we know only red, yellow, and blue? Now, the mantis shrimp has 12 receptors. 12. What colors they can see that we will never be able to? And can you imagine all of the species of animals that we have yet to discover? There is more to life than what is in front of us. What we see, smell, touch, or taste. Wouldn't you want to explore all the possibilities?
Impressive.
I also watch the Discovery Channel.
And how about you? What can you see that I can't?
Actually, I see many things. Like your wife is cheating on you.
Excuse me?
The only one who doesn't see it, or perhaps doesn't want to see it, is you. That's right. Savannah's cheating on you.
How do you know that her name is...
You don't believe me? Go home. He's probably there right now, since they think you're at work.
You... How dare you? My wife loves me. How dare you?
Suit yourself.
You know what? This place is a hole. Voodoo is crap. And if you think I'm giving you any of my business, then you're insane.
Oh, I suspect you will be giving me your business, Mr. Standish. You just don't know it yet.
Goodbye.
For now.
Savannah? Savannah?
I still don't understand why you don't just divorce the old son of a bitch.
I told you, I'd love to. That damn prenup.
I'm just getting tired of having to sneak around all the time.
Relax, lover. What you don't know won't hurt me. I'm hoping it will hurt him. I just keep hoping and praying.
Yeah. Shut up and get over here. Oh. She's cheating on me.
You're kidding.
I've been all this time. She's cheating on me. How dare she?
You couldn't help yourself, could you? Oh, no. You just had to go home to prove me wrong.
After everything I've given her, everything she could ask for, and this is how she...
Mr. Standish, take a seat, for goodness sake. I know you've had 2 heart attacks. Now, I don't want a 3rd one in my shop.
That little, I want to...
To what? What do you want to do?
To hurt her! The way she hurt me. But, I mean, I still love her. But I can't, I won't.
Mr. Standish, what do you want to do?
Can you make me one of those voodoo dolls?
Oh, I thought you did not believe in voodoo.
You knew nothing about me or Savannah, but you knew she was cheating on me. You knew, which is why I'm betting you know how to make one.
Oh, I can do it. But I warn you, it comes at a price.
Listen, right now, I'll pay anything to get her. What's so funny? You know who I am. You know how much I'm worth. Money's no object. Now, come on, what are we talking about?
That's not what I mean. What I speak of is a price that no coin can cover. And rest assured, if you follow this path, you will pay it. You will.
Oh, please. Enough with the dramatics. Just make it happen.
How tall is she? Savannah Standish? How tall is she, and what would you say is her approximate weight?
She's 5'9", around 140 pounds.
Bring me all the current photographs you have of Savannah tomorrow. And I mean anything and everything, from your cell phone, your computer, your iPad. This needs to be exact. From there, it will take me 2 days to carve the statue.
So Thursday it'll be ready.
Come to the shop Thursday night.
Let me guess. Midnight?
Actually, I was thinking 7-ish. Midnight, I'm watching Stephen Colbert.
Standish brings the shopkeeper every photo he has, and after a nerve-wracking couple of days, he returns to the shop and watches as the strange woman begins her ritual, chanting incantations and dancing before the voodoo doll. The shopkeeper becomes more and more frenzied. Standish becomes more and more enraptured, his clothes wet from perspiration, his mind racing until finally...
Your doll, Savannah, Mr. Standish. Remember... Whatever happens to this statue, so shall it also happen to the person in whose likeness the doll is made. Careful.
It looks just like her.
Are you all right, Mr. Savage?
I'm fine. I'll be fine. I mean, it was a lot to take in all. Where's my...
Your antiplatelet tubes are in your coat pocket. Want me to call you an Uber?
Thank you.
Rest up. It's been a long day.
Yes, I'm feeling much better. Yeah. And please tell Bob I appreciate him filling in for me today. He did good. Well, not that good. Yeah. See you tomorrow, bright and early. I can't believe this even happened. This thing couldn't possibly do what she said.
Hey, sweetheart.
Darling.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Much better. Must have been some bad clams last night at dinner. Where have you been?
Oh, Chanel, Barney's, all the usual spots. Ooh, kiss time. Anything happen while I was out?
Actually, yes, this came.
What a beautiful statue.
I had it made specially just for you. The something interesting you've been looking for? Oh, don't touch it!
Charles, what the...
Just don't touch it.
Well, why don't you want me touching it? I mean, it's so perfect. Like me.
Darling, please, I would rather you not touch it. I shouldn't be touching it. It's very delicate.
Well, of course, Charles. If it make you happy, I promise not to go near it. You're not angry with little old me, are you, baby?
Of course I'm not angry. Tell you what. I'll just put it in the cabinet. It'll be out of harm's way and in a place where everyone can see it.
Perfect. Oh, hang on one sec. I have to make a quick call.
You weren't planning on going out tonight, were you?
No, dear.
Good.
But she is, isn't she, Charlie? That's why you've just got to hear what she has to say.
I don't want to upset your stomach, man.
Fine.
He opens the china cabinet, pulls a needle from his pocket, and with one scratch to the statue's arm...
Savannah, honey, what's the matter?
Charles, do something! Call 911, I just cut my damn arm open with the damn knife. Oh my God.
Cut yourself?
Well, don't just stand there looking all stupid. Can't you see I'm bleeding?
Yeah,
call 911.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't meet up with Jack that night, and after a trip to the emergency room, Savannah sleeps peacefully upstairs, loaded on tranquilizers, while Charles stares at his perfect statue of Savannah.
It's amazing. With this doll, I hold Savannah's life in my hands. I'm almost afraid of it. Almost.
Yes, he dislikes hurting her, but humiliation is quite a motivator, isn't it? If that was the only way to keep her, and keep her away from Jack, then so be it. Like that night. 3 weeks later.
See you, baby.
What? Wait, where are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. I'm going out to dinner with Sarah Jane, and I'm already running late.
Sarah Jane, huh?
Knowing her, we'll be up late, so don't wait up for me. There's dinner in the fridge.
No problem. Have fun.
Oh, believe me.
Not if I have anything to say about it. Now, where are you? Oh, there you are. Just a little farther. Oh, there she goes. Down the steps. Oh, my God. This thing is incredible. Yes,
sir? Mr. Standish, you need to come down here right now. Mrs. Standish tripped and fell down the steps. I think her leg's broken.
It hurts. It really hurts.
I'll be right down. I've got a fire going. Do you want to... Savannah?
Jack, I know it's been weeks. Well, I couldn't leave the dang house now, could I? God, Charles hovering me over day and night. You have no idea how bad it was. He is such a pet.
All right, enough!
Charles, what the hell are you...
Hi, Jack, is it? Jack, this is the old
Charles,
son of a bitch Savannah's
right now,
married
not
to.
Yours.
Just wanted to let you know she won't be
Charles.
Seeing you tonight, okay? Adios.
Charles, what What the hell are you doing?
Cut the bull, Savannah.
What are you talking about? You are
I know what's been going on.
What?
I said I know what's been going on.
Honey, I don't know what... Jack's a friend, that's all. I mean, I can have friends who are guys, right?
Savannah, what do you think I am, an idiot?
You really want an answer to that?
How long?
Long enough. So what are you gonna do?
I should throw you out on your ass, but I won't.
Oh, you won't?
I will give you another chance, conditionally.
You... What?
You loved me once. You can do it again. So I'm giving you another chance. If you admit that what you did was wrong and you promise never to do it again.
You arrogant, chauvinistic loved you? What, you like you loved me, your trophy wife?
Damn it, I told you over and
oh,
over. You
sure,
are not a trophy wife.
I just made you look great in all the society pages, and then as soon as you get home, you shove me aside.
That is not
oh,
true
don't
at all.
Oh, you touch me.
Savannah, stop it.
I'll tell you what I do love, though, and that's your money. Money I'm never going to get because I was stupid enough to sign that damn prenup.
You parasite.
Oh, you are a narcissistic ass.
Excuse me? I'm a what?
God, you have no idea how long I've been waiting to say that to you. You are a narcissistic ass.
Narcissistic? My goodness, that's a big word for you. Jack teach you that, you stupid cow.
I hate you. I hate you.
Come on, you could do worse than that.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
You know what, bud? Go to it. See if I care.
Fine. Oh, narcissistic ass.
Get out of here now.
Oh, you know what? Oh, you got it. I'm not spending another minute with you. Keep your damn penthouse and keep your damn money and keep your damn trophy.
No, wait, not that.
This means so much to you. Does it? Well, into the fire it goes, baby.
No. My pillow.
And some tragic news to report this morning. Famed Boston broadcaster and the co-host of Stock TV's longtime morning show, Charles Standish, has died at the age of 59. Standish was killed in a house fire that also took the life of his wife, Savannah. Firefighters say the blaze broke out in the couple's two-story penthouse sometime after 7 p.m., and both died from their burns. Although they can't say as to whether or not smoke inhalation played a part in the couple's demise. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. Standish began his broadcasting career 36 years ago.
Good morning. Help you find something interesting?
Such a smashing climax, wouldn't you agree? Savannah was such a hothead, though in the end, Charlie finally melted her cold heart. Too bad it took so much soul-searing. Film at 11. Ha 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 ha